Well, thank you very much, Mark, for the introduction, and good morning to everyone. Well, Storm Darcy has been pummeling the country with snow and ice. And here in Huntingdon, temperatures this week have been mainly below zero, with highs, if I can call them highs, of 1 degree. I thought it called for a micro Bible study on snow. So are you ready for a whistle-stop tour with three quick stops? Here we go. First of all, the Creator. In Job chapter 38, in the Old Testament, God spoke to Job, a man who is suffering very intensely, saying, "Have you entered the storehouses of the snow?" God is the creator, you see, of every snowflake. He sends them and he stores them. Each one is unique and different, like you and I. God is the creator, and we marvel at the beauty of his creation. So snow points us, first of all, to the creator who made it. Number one, the creator. Secondly, the cleansing. Snow throughout Bible times was considered one of the most pure white substances known to man. No wonder again and again the Bible uses it to describe something very clean. And so verses like Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, which I'm about to read, are very precious. Can I say, if you're texting right now, just pause a moment and listen to this little bit of the Bible. Isaiah 1 verse 18, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool." It's a wonderful verse. If you've ever understood the blood-red guilt our wrongdoing can cause, what a miracle to hear God promise his wayward people that they can be washed whiter than snow. David, after he'd committed adultery and murder, comes to God for cleansing and says, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." How amazing and how powerful God's cleansing is. Number one, the creator. Number two, the cleansing. And finally, number three, the Christ. In the final book of the Bible, John, one of Jesus' apostles, has a vision of the risen Lord Jesus in power and majesty, with burning eyes of fire and his face shining like the sun in all its brilliance. And what does it say about his hair? "The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow." Now, this is a vision, not a video. And so I think John is saying that Jesus is like his father, the Ancient of Days, who in the book of Daniel also shone as bright as the snow, in a very similar description. Jesus Christ is not a swear word. He's God himself. And we will all one day meet him in all his radiant purity. So let's make sure we turn to him now before it's too late. Three Bible verses on snow. One, the Creator, Job 38. Two, the cleansing, Isaiah 1:18. And three, the Christ, Revelation 1 verse 14. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.